how the sunk cost fallacy impacts your relationships. Whether you've invested money, time, or effort, learn how to recognize and overcome this insidious psychological phenomenon. You might sit through the entirety of a movie that you hated from the beginning, if only to justify the cost of the ticket. In economics, this is called the sunk cost fallacy, also called the sunk cost effect, which is notorious. It occurs whenever we double down on poor financial decisions based on past investments that can't be recouped. But what's happening in all these situations is you're not really getting that money, or that time, or that effort, or whatever it is you invested back, says Olivola, an associate professor of marketing at the Tepper School of Business at Carnegie Mellon University. That's part of why it's irrational. And the phenomenon often rears its ugly head in our relationships too. Researchers from the University of Minho in Portugal offer a reason why we stay in unhappy relationships, according to a study published in Current Psychology in 2018. Spoiler alert, the sunk cost effect may be to blame. In one experiment, the research team presented more than 900 participants with a far-from-perfect relationship scenario. When the participants were given a chance to leave this hypothetical relationship, their responses suggested that we're more likely to stay in such situations when we've previously spent significant effort. A follow-up experiment in which a smaller number of participants were asked to choose how much time they would be prepared to invest in an unhappy marriage revealed that we're also willing to put more time in once much time has already been devoted to the relationship. Participants were willing to stick with an unfulfilling relationship for nearly 600 days. In fact, if that relationship had already lasted for a decade or longer. Research has shown that the sunk cost fallacy also sinks its claws into our non-romantic relationships, in the workplace, for example. Even if you no longer feel your job is serving you, you might be more likely to stick around when you think about how long your boss spent training you, or when you consider any generous raises your employer handed out. The psychology of the sunk cost fallacy is a robust phenomenon that's been studied time and time again, but researchers still haven't quite pinned down the reason humans keep falling for it. There are a lot of different mechanisms that could be explaining it, says Olivola, and maybe it has multiple mechanisms. Based on his own research, Olivola tends to blame our desire to minimize waste. We don't like to see ourselves as wasteful, and we don't like to see other people as wasteful, he says. Another possible reason, we tend to open up a mental bank account whenever we deposit money, time, or effort, he says. Subsequently, the only way we can then close this account is by getting our figurative money's worth. In certain circumstances, the sunk cost fallacy could actually help you achieve major goals like becoming more fit or finishing a degree. But if you find yourself fixating on past decisions you can't change, the sunk cost fallacy is no longer beneficial. How then do we overcome this bias? When it comes to honouring the effort, time, or money others have invested in us, Olivola says it's important to remember that our friends and family members don't actually want us to suffer at their expense. I don't think you can argue that it's any more rational to honour another person's sunk costs, he says. If you're suffering, then that's bad for two people, you and the people who care about you, right? Of course, don't feel too bad if you still find yourself struggling. Even for Olivola, who has spent more than two decades studying these sorts of things, the sunk cost phenomenon can still be irresistible. Sometimes I realise I'm doing it. I realise that it's irrational, that it's a bad idea, and I still do it, he adds. So, you know, if you can overcome it, you're better than me.